Our guest at the cafe today is the Executive Director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak, Bert Cooper. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, since we've talked to Bert, glad to catch up. I want to talk to you about, we've talked so many times about your incubator kitchen, which is a reality now. We're going to come back and talk with you about that. But tell me about something that we've also talked about, but not very often, something new called the Roy Clayton Sunrise Creek Ranch, which you're about to start.
Yeah, the Roy Clayton Sunrise Creek Ranch is going to be a men's in-residence independent living discipleship program. So that just simply means we'll bring men in, whether from jail or homeless or transitioning, bring them to the ranch. They'll understand that they can't smoke, drink, or do drugs. But other than that, they'll have to get jobs. They'll have regular jobs or they'll work on the ranch. But they'll have a brief set of rules, like you have to show up on time for your work, whether it's in Lone Oak or Greenville, but or whether it's on the ranch. You have to be on time for your work. You have to be on time for your meetings at the ranch. But bottom line is, people are going to live independent. We're using a model called the Oxford model out of Dallas, and it's an independent living model that's been around since 1988. And it's such a good model that Congress put them in on the Fair Act, Fair Housing Act policy mm-hmm. or curriculum. And so it's a very successful model to let people live independent in a housing situation. Their growth and their accountability is much greater when they can live independent.
Mm-hmm. And the ranch is located there just outside of Lone Oak?
Just outside of Lone Oak on 1571, going towards Wind Point Park. A lot of people know where Wind Point Park is.
Yeah, yeah. And how did this come about, Bert?
Well, we saw that there's a need for men in our area, especially homeless men, to be able to have life change. And several of the churches had come to us years ago and said, we got to do something about the homeless issue in Hunt County. So this will help with the homeless issue. We'll be able to take in 50 men once we're up and running. We're going to start with 12, teach those 12 the curriculum and the programs, and then those 12 will bring in others. And like I said, everybody will live an independent lifestyle. The accountability will be from the 12 who will oversee the property. But they are going to be men themselves that have come out of poverty or homelessness or jail or those kind of things. So they'll be amongst their own peers.
I see. And they have already had some training and gone through some changes in their life.
They will have that training. We haven't been able to bring in that.
I see.
12, that 12 yet.
You're going to start with 12.
We're going to start with 12, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're doing that in representation of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah. Well,
and we'll have each of the 12 tribes named, based on what is in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good model, and they'll be able to train those others who will come on board.
Yeah. When do you expect to be officially up and running?
September. You know, we're gonna take a leap
okay.
of faith and
all
start
right.
bringing that first 12 in, hopefully in the next 2 weeks.
All right, so right away.
The second week of September.
Very good. We're talking with Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak, a faith-based organization. Does great work in the area. Tell me now, again, I'm coming back to the incubator kitchen, but we've also talked about something called the STEP program before, and that's still in effect.
Yeah, if anybody wants to learn the soft skills and have a chance to interview some great corporations, they need to take our STEP program. It's free. It's done virtually. They do it from their computers. But it'll teach all the soft skills, like how to be in work on time and how to dress for success, how to communicate in the workplace, how to ask for a raise, how to communicate in the break room, how to coordinate your social media, all the things that major corporations don't teach and expect someone to have. We'll teach those things. And the grant that we're utilizing to do this is given to us by L3 Harris
right.
Corporation.
Right. And people can get in contact with you just online, look up Community Seeds, Lone Oak.
They can go to our Facebook page, Community Seeds Facebook page, or they can call us 903-634-5673. Or they can reach out to us at our website, yes.
Okay, all right, very good. So in the time remaining, we've got a couple of minutes. How's the incubator kitchen going? Have you had many entrepreneurial chefs so far?
Well, I met with two today, as a matter of fact, and the chefs are as excited as we are. we will definitely be full go, Lord willing, first week in September. We've got at least four. We don't really want more than four or five chefs, and they have to have a specialty item. So we've got two that we met with today, and we're looking for two more. And then we'll have a fifth, and that fifth one is very unique. And we won't expose it yet, but we'll have some people who are doing some incredible foods that they'll be able to sell and market themselves, and some of it we'll sell right in our incubator kitchen project, because remember, in the front of it we're going to have a coffee shop, and we'll sell some of the goods that come from our kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we're excited.
Yeah, of course, I visited there back in the spring, and it's a terrific looking facility, and now that front area you're about to open up as a coffee shop.
Yes, the coffee shop will probably open right after the incubator kitchen gotten started, but the coffee shop middle of September-ish, somewhere around there. We're just getting our training now. I'm becoming a barista, John Mark.
The tallest.
I gotta learn how to make coffee.
The biggest barista, perhaps, in America.
Amen, brother.
But you've also called that a country store at times.
Yeah. Well, I call it a country store, but it's not. It's a coffee.
Okay,
it's
fine.
A coffee shop.
Right there in downtown Lone Oak.
Bert. Downtown Lone Oak, yes, sir.
Yes. All right. Great. Listen, Bert, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the phone line.
Thank you, John Mark. God bless.
Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.